You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Rachel Flora, community editor of Connect Savannah. Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Also with us is Bill Doors, who's a columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Bill.
Hey there.
And busy weekend, plenty of music starting tonight.
Indeed. Nicholas Williams and Isaac Smith, a couple of singer-songwriters, are going to be at the Sentient Bean on Park Avenue. Lovely spot for kind of folky acoustic music that people are actually listening to and not talking during. Should be a really great show.
Yeah. Then on Friday, Rachel, there is a chance to relax and get centered at the end of a busy week.
There is a yoga class, My Body, My Choice, at Revolution Yoga. It is focused on you having the power to choose what to do with your own body through yoga, which is fantastic. It's going to be led by Kaylin Blair.
And if pizza is more your speed for a Friday night, just to totally
to totally segue, Big Bon is doing Pizza Friday through the summer every Friday at Big Bon Bodega. So if you haven't had that pizza, you should definitely get out and have it because it is good.
It is delicious. There's also more food on Saturday morning.
Yes. So if you haven't been to the Emporium, they have a wonderful brunch too, and it's going to have jazz accompanied with it by the fabulous Equinox Orchestra.
Then later on Saturday, Bill, there's what sounds like just a really great way to spend a summer afternoon.
Indeed. Ghost Coast Distillery will be releasing a new bourbon. Bourbon Barbecue and Blues is the event. Runs from noon to 8. Ben Kaiser Band will be playing early. Cranford Hollow will be playing a little later. Bowtie Barbecue will be on site for much of the day. Yeah. Great lazy,
sounds great.
Lazy fun way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Super solid combination of things there.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, there is more music in town on Saturday night.
We're going to have the Ordinary Boys at the Jinx, and that's going to be really fun. It's a Smiths tribute band. I think they focus on specific albums, so that'll be exciting to hear what one they do.
And the Ordinary Boys really are exceptional. Really, really good.
Yes.
That same night, next door at Barrel House South, a wonderful band out of Nashville, Blackfoot Gypsies, will be playing. They've been together about 9 years, harmonica player, bluesy, a little zydeco, rock, a little bit of everything. The lead singer, Matthew Page, has a really distinctive voice, really great band, probably not well known to a lot of people in Savannah, highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, even more music, we got some jazz on Sunday.
Sunday we have the Friends of Ben Memorial Fundraiser that is to honor the late Ben Tucker, who passed away in 2013. He was a jazz legend. He was absolutely loved here in town and abroad, and that'll be a nice way to honor his memory with some jazz music.
And you know what an important thing for Savannah to do, mm-hmm. to continue to honor and appreciate Ben Tucker. Who did not only so much for music and for jazz and for the local jazz community, but in terms of education, mentoring, and you know, he was a civil rights pioneer, which is often sort of forgotten amidst all the other superlatives. That's really great. That's a great event on Sunday.
Well, Bill Doors, editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.